How many times have you asked yourself, how can I be all I want to be? On this CD, our focus will be answering the question, what motivates you? When you discover the secrets to self-actualization and your own brand of internal motivation, all of Sandler's groundbreaking techniques and insights will be accessible to you, enabling you to scale the heights of sales success.
What motivates you? Several issues will be covered here. Number one, the meaning of motivation, what it involves, what you have to do in order to develop it, and the various types of motivation and their values. Number two, how your internal messages contribute to or detract from your personal motivation to achieve the things that are important to you. Number three, how you become motivated or demotivated, and how to overcome the conditioning influences of your internal messages. Number four, how to identify the areas that motivate you. You'll then use that information to select and set personal goals that fulfill your needs as an individual. Number five, how to relate your personal goals to the areas that motivate you and the need to prioritize your values. And number six, how to begin your goal-setting journey and how to use a simple system to manage the realization of your goals on a daily basis. Now let's listen as David Sandler explains the importance of goals.
You want to set some goals, and when you're setting these goals, you want to recognize that there's a need to risk. But first, you got a big picture in your mind. Now you're going to set some goals. And again, we have probably talked about, you've worked with me for a long time and my people for a long time, you're always hearing about goals and goal setting. And it's unfortunate because most people don't really ever get around to it. It's not something we learned in the early years of our life. It's something that's very difficult. But there's no way around it. You're either going to be part of your own plan or part of someone else's. That's the only two shots you get. If you don't have a plan, you're going to be part of someone else's. You pick. So you're either helping somebody else take care of their goals or you're running your own track. And most people don't have goals. And that's why goal setters always find someone to help them with their plans. Nobody else has anything to do. They're all procrastinating, sitting around waiting for things to happen. Right? You see a group of people saying, look, I'm trying to get this done. They say, well, we're not doing anything. We'll come over and help you with yours. Right? It's as simple as that. That's why goal setters really are much more successful and reach it quicker than people who just fly off the seat of their pants.
Motivation is a much used and little understood word. Motivation is a reason for action. A much better, though more involved, definition would be that motivation is desire held in expectation with the belief that it will be accomplished. To understand this better, let's break that definition down into its components. First, motivation involves desires or needs. Before you can motivate yourself, you must know your basic needs and desires. You also need to know how to kindle those desires, how to develop them into a burning passion, and how to build your internal commitment, your conviction. Second, motivation involves expectation and belief. But in order to expect something, you have to be able to see it, to visualize it in your mind's eye. This ability is the art of visualization. A Sandler trainer explains,
visualization is really the ability to focus your mind on the picture of what it is that you desire. Some people will paste pictures of their goals on their bathroom mirrors so that they will have to see or visualize their goals every day. Others use mental visualization techniques. Many leaders have the ability to see the future and to lead others where they want to go. President John F. Kennedy is a good example of how visualization was used to help advance space exploration and land the first man on the moon. In 1957, the Soviet Union astonished the world by launching Sputnik, the first man-made satellite into space. From that moment, they dominated the race into space between the world's superpowers, the U.S. and the USSR. The contest was significant because of scientific progress, but it was infinitely more important in the politics of the Cold War. By 1961, the Americans had fallen far behind the Russians in space development. President Kennedy delivered a special State of the Union message to Congress in May 1961. In the address, he said the facts of the matter are that we have never made national decisions or marshaled the national resources required. We have never specified long-range goals or an urgent time schedule, or managed our resources and our time so as to ensure their fulfillment. Recognizing the head start obtained by the Soviets, which gives them many months of lead time, we nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own. I ask Congress to provide funds for the following national goal. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal of landing a man on the moon before the decade is out. The president had presented a daunting national goal that very few people believed was possible at all, let alone in just 9.5 years. However, given a clearly stated national goal, an army of inspired scientists, contractors, engineers, technicians, civil servants, and many other professionals created a technological miracle. American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon in July 1969, fully 5 months before the end of the decade. Vision, planning, and execution vaulted the United States ahead in the space race. When President Kennedy decided what direction to take the nation, and legions of Americans built a plan and executed it, we knew we could count on the outcome. In fact, we got results sooner than anyone considered reasonably possible.
The use of visualization and imagination will help you develop belief. Belief, in turn, will help you make the structural changes necessary to achieve your goals. And finally, motivation involves accomplishment, and accomplishment requires action. You can have all the desire and belief in the world, but without a well-organized plan of action leading to an accomplishment, you will never develop motivation. Developing a plan of action for achievement of your goals is a function of your intellect. You must learn to identify what motivates you and to select and set personal goals that fulfill your needs as an individual. Now, you may be looking for a way to motivate yourself toward greater creativity, responsibility, and productivity. But how do you go about it? You'll need to discover all you can about yourself. You need to develop a self-awareness involving your needs, your desires, and drives. And you need to discover a triggering device or an expectation and belief which will turn those desires into creative action. This, of course, is oversimplification. This process is not easy, but you definitely can do it. But before we explore some of the basic drives and general types of motivation that trigger action, let's look at the other side of the coin. What happens to you if you don't have a planned program of self-motivation? Probably nothing. As a matter of fact, you won't find many people in history that lack such a program because those who lack such a program contributed nothing. They've been forgotten. But you know, directionless people do exist. Matter of fact, they're found all around us in everyday life. Have you known individuals who had boundless energy, exemplary initiative, and real zest for life but never really seemed to settle down and achieve anything? Could they be described in this way? They saddle up and ride off in all directions, always chasing rainbows, but never getting anywhere. The truth is, they dissipate all their energy and drive in 1,000 little ways rather than becoming goal-directed. They never concentrate all that energy and focus on clearly defined, realistic goals. You may also have known some individuals who early in life made great strides toward success and reached a certain level, stayed there for a few years, and finally began to slip. What likely happened in these cases was these individuals never learned the principle of progressive realization of goals. They reached a goal, but then, since they had not set any higher goals, they stagnated and lost their drive and energy. The necessity for continual progress is an integral part of goal setting and self-motivation.